Okay, let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll try and do Chazor of the whole sugya, try and put it together. Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We're up to the Gemara where it says, "My Taima." First words on the line, towards the end of the narrow lines, are Betarati. So we saw Machlekes, a discussion whether the Ikka Shira in the Beis Hamikdash was Bepeh or Bekli. Says the Gemara, "My Taima, what is the reasoning behind demand the Oma Ikka Shira Bekli?" When we say what is the reason, obviously we have to be very careful. We don't mean what is the reason. What we really mean is, what is the source? The answer is, the Ksiv, it is written, Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Vayomer Chizkiyahu, Laha Alois Ha'oil Al HaMizbeach, and Chizkiyahu said, instructed they should be Male, the Gemara, the carbon oil onto the Mizbeach, Ube'eis Heichel Ha'oil, and when the oil began, Heichel Shir Hashem, the Shir of Hashem began, how so? V'chatzoitzrois, with a trumpet. Validei Kli David Melech Yisrael, through the Kalim of the David Melech Yisrael. So you see quite clearly, how is the Shir Hashem manifest? Through the Chatzoitzrois. So that seems to suggest the Ikashira is the Kli. Says the Gemara, my time and demand the Omer Ikashira the Peh. What about the other man, Dama, who says that the main Shira is the Peh? What's his source? The Ksiv is a different pasuk, also in Divrei Hayomim, where it says, "Vayehi ke'echod lemchatzrim ulemashoyerim lahashmiya koil echod." Now, what does this mean? What are the word mechatzrim? So it sounds like chatzitzrim, sounds like trumpets, which is very problematic, obviously, because if it's trumpets, then that does show once again that there's Kli Shir. So let's have a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Heichel Shir Hashem Chatzoitzreis Validei Kli David Alma, this is the first opinion. Kli David, the Kli of David, Shir Hashem Korile. You call that the Shir Hashem. So you see that the Shir, what's referring, the word Shir is referring to what? The Kli David. So you see quite clearly that the Kli David, musical instruments, is what we term the Shir. Second Rashi, the last one before the Mishnah, L'machatz etzrim v'l'mashayrim v'hocha lo'i k'siv kelim. Over here one should note, it does not say kelim. What do you mean? It says chatzay etzrim. Says Rashi, no, v'chatzay etzroiz lav klei shir ninhu. The trumpets mentioned in the pasuk are not musical instruments for the purpose of music. Rather, shehein letkiyos hatmidin v'hamusafin. These particular trumpeters, we're talking about the trumpet, the people who played on the trumpet, not for musical interest, but rather because of the tkiyos that were present at the times of the tamid and the musaf, which has nothing to do with what we're discussing. So rather, what does it say in this pasuk? Talks about the mashayrim, the singers, and there's no mention of any musical instruments. The only trumpets that are mentioned are the ones that accompany the tamidin or musafin, which has nothing to do with what we're discussing. Whereas in the other pasuk, it clearly does say Klei David. What's Klei David? It's about the musical instruments of David. Now, a Gemara like this could never end over here. Why can't it end here? Because each opinion, having brought their source, obviously has some explaining to do. What do they have to explain? How do you explain the other pasuk? So it's true, each one has brought a pasuk to back them up. Fine, I can't dispute that. But you have to some way explain how you deal with the other pasuk, because the other pasuk seems to suggest that you're not right. Says the Gemara, Ve'idach Nami, the other opinion as well, the last narrow line, Koksev, surely it does say, Vayena Chizkiyo, in the pasuk it says Vayena Chizkiyo, etc., etc., etc. And in that pasuk, what's mentioned? Klei David. So I see that Klei David is the Shir. And therefore, how can the Ikashir of a pair, Manda Omer, bring a source from his pasuk, which is fine, but how does he back up, how does he explain the other pasuk? Because surely in the other pasuk, it does talk about Klei David. Says the Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. Remember, we once explained Hachi Ka'amar means this is what it means. What it means is Heichel Shir Hashem V'peh. They began the Shir Hashem. How was the Shir Hashem performed? Not with the Kalim. That was done B'peh. You'll ask me that it does, however, mention the Kalim in the Pasuk. You have to keep reading. Heichel Shir Hashem B'peh Al Yedei Klei David Melech Yisrael Levasumi Kola. We once had this expression before. What does it mean, Levasumi? Turn out like the Samin, to spice up. So the Shira was really done what? B'peh. I can't deny that it does say there were Kli David there, but that's not what the Shir was. That was just there to enhance the Shir. But what was the real Shir? Okay. Okay, one more line. V'idach Nami, and what about the opinion who says that the Ikar Shira is B'Kli? So how does he deal with the second pasuk where we find no mention whatsoever of the Kli? What does Mashayrim mean? Singers. Doesn't say musicians. Says the Gemara Hachi Ka'omar. Again, this is what's meant. Not this is what's said. This is what's meant. Mashayrim Dumya the Machatzitrim. Remember, in that pasuk it says Machatzitrim. Now, it's true that those Machatzitrim, what are those? Who are they? They were trumpeters. Which, where were they playing? Not music for the Shir, rather for the Korbanis. There's nothing to do with Tumah, that's about the Musafim. When it says that word Machatzitrim, and then immediately followed by the word Mashayrim, so therefore we compare the two. The Mashayrim was similar to the Machatzitrim, i.e., Ma Machatzitrim Bekli. Just as the trumpeters obviously played with a musical instrument, namely the trumpets, so too af mashayrim bekli. So it's true, it doesn't say specifically that they played a kli, but by virtue of the fact, by virtue of the juxtapositioning between the word machatzitrim and the word mashayrim, we learn from there that the mashayrim, similar to the machatzitrim, also used a kli. So there we have it. So they'll have to agree to disagree. Each one backs his opinion up with a pasuk, and each one explains that the other pasuk is totally not definitive, not conclusive at all, and therefore it's machlekes. And that is our sugya. So I think it's a little bit of an involved sugya. So I think it'd be well worth doing chazara, it's an entire daf anyway, before we begin the next sugya. So we'll go back. Unless you prefer to keep moving and then do Chazara, I think it makes sense to do Chazara now whilst we're still in it. We can do it quickly and it should go fairly smoothly. It's not complicated, it's just one or two different stages that we need to clarify, and that way we'll get it clear. So the Mishnah initially told us, Chalil Chamisha V'Shisha, which Chalil, Zehu HaChalil Shel Beis HaSheva. So again, that's the beauty of doing Chazara, because we immediately see Mishnah in a different light. What do you mean, Zeh HaChalil Shol Beis HaSheva? And not what? Not the Chalil of the Karbonas. So we learned the Mishnah the first time, we don't really know what it's referring to. That's the beauty of Chazara. Now that we've seen that the Chalil was played at the time of the Karbonas as well, that's what our Mishnah is emphasizing. But don't make a mistake. This has nothing to do with the Chalil of the Karbonas. This is specifically the Chalil of the Beis HaSheva. It's not Deicha either Shabbos or Yom Tov. Which will mean, therefore, by definition, that you'll only ever have 5 or 6 days, depending on when the beginning of Yom Tov is, on Shabbos or not. Says the Gemara, Itmar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rav Inu, Chad Toni Shoyevo, quote unquote, V'Chad Toni Chashuvo. Oma Ma'azutra, Man the Toni Shoyevo, whoever has the text, Shoyevo, Loi Mishtabish. What does that mean, Loi Mishtabish? Is not mistaken. That's a perfectly valid text. Similarly, Uman Zatoni Chashuva, also Loi Mishtamash. He's also not mistaken. Either one makes perfect sense. How can that be? The answer is because there really were two elements to the She'eva. It was both a She'eva and it was also Chashuva. How so? Man Zatoni She'eva on the fourth line, Loi Mishtamash. whoever uses the word Shuyeva Lemishtabash is not mistaken. Why? The Ksiv, because it is, after all, written, Usha'avtem Mayim Besasim. What does it mean, Usha'avtem Mayim Besasim? It says the water is drawn. So you see quite clearly that Shuyeva is a correct terminology. But so too, Umandatani Chashuva, also Lemishtabash. Why? Omer of Nachman, mitzvah chashuva hi. It is a very prominent mitzvah, as we mentioned in the previous sugya. Uba misheshes mevreshes. If you remember, we once discussed this. We said that the waters complained to Hakadosh Baruch Hu at the time of sheshes mevreshes. Why should we be placed here? Ba'olam hazeh, we'd much rather be upstairs in Olam Habos. What did Hakadosh Baruch Hu say? Your compensation will be that every year you'll be zeicha to have the mitzvah of simchas pesach she'eva. That's very chashuv. If you remember, we saw in the top Tais verse, top Tais that says a beautiful Nakuda, quoting a Gemara in Yerushalmi, that you are Shayev Ruach HaKadosh. When we talk about Simchas Beis HaShayva, what is it that you're drawing? So Kipshuta, we understand, you're drawing the water. But Tais quotes Yerushalmi, they used to draw Ruach HaKadosh. Why? With the Koyach of music. Now we discussed then what the real Koyach of music is. The real koyach of music is to be ma'ir the leif. And that's why, if you remember, we discussed then. We see that music and singing take such a central theme in so many aspects of our avodas Hashem. Whether it be in davening, where the union of shira and singing is so central, the yomim tovim, right? I don't think anybody in their life will ever have a seder night without having special songs associated to the seder night. Yom Noiroyim, we immediately think of the nusach of the davening. Yom Tov has its nusach, Rosh Chodesh has its nusach, Shabbos has its nusach. You go to a chasna, they're singing. Singing shira is very, very central to our avodas Hashem, if it is indeed shira. If it's proper shira, which is mo'ir the leif. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Now, let's get to our sugya, and we'll do chazar, and I think you'll see now it'll really be plain sailing. Just put the pieces together, now that we have them all on the table. Tana Rabbanan. Hecholil doicha es ha-shabos divrei Reb Yosi bar Yehuda v'chachomim oimrim af yom tov einoi doicha. This is the braisa that basically we spent an entire daf discussing. We clearly have a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim whether the Chalil is Doicha Shabbos or not. What, however, is not clear in this braisa is
the circumstances.
What are the circumstances? Which Chalil are we talking about? And it basically turned out, if you remember, we have Rabbi Yosef and we have Rabbi Yirmiyahu. And in the final analysis, Rabbi Yosef really was disproved to Yuvta. And basically, what was the machlokes? And this is, of course, always the beauty of Chazor. When you're learning first time, you can't really see the woods. So you can't see the forest from the trees?
Right.
Because you're seeing each tree in its individual piece. When you finish the sugya, now we see how this now takes its place. We're going to discuss Rabbi Yosef, who's going to tell us that the machlokes is with regard to karbonis. But with regard to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everybody agrees it's not Zeicha Shabbos. Eventually, we'll see Rabbi Yirmiyahu say the opposite. Machlokes is with regard to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but with regard to Karbonos, all opinions agree that it jolly well is Zeicha Shabbos. So now we have the whole picture in front of us. Those are the two opinions. And in the final analysis, like we mentioned, Rabbi Yosef is disproved. So let's go slowly. It says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef. Machlokes. Which machlokes? This machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim is b'shir shel korban. The Rabbi Yosi sava ikka shira dekli, which again, the beauty of Chazar, we now know where that comes from. Pesukim and Divrei Hayomim. Va'avoidoi. If the ikka shira is bekli, therefore it's classified as navoida. V'doicha es haShabbos. So it's doicha es haShabbos. Rabbanan Svavri, it's not true. Ikashira is peh. Therefore, v'lav avoidahi. What's not the avoidah? Remember, we mustn't make a mistake. Everybody agrees that there was musical accompaniment. That's not the discussion. Everybody agrees there were musicians there. So what is the machlokes then? No, that's the...
But there was the ikar.
What's the ikar? The ramifications of the Zeicha Shabbos. Everybody agrees there was singing, And everybody agrees there was music. But like we said before, was the music the main part, or the music was just to enhance the singing? That's the machlokes. If it's the main part, so it's an avoda. If it's just there to enhance the singing, then it's not the avoda. The avoda is the singing. Avol shir shel she'eva divrei hakol simcha hi. When it comes to she'eva, that's certainly not an avoda. What is the avoda of the she'eva? Drawing the water, pouring the water. Nothing to do with the music. Either was music, it's true, I'm not denying there was music, but the function of the music was there just to add simcha. If it's just simcha, then ein adecha es ha-shabbat. Omer Rav Yosef, mino amina d'b'ho pligi. How do I know that there is in fact a discussion as to whether the ikashira is the kli or whether the ikashira is the pair? I'll tell you. The Tanya Kli Shoreis Sha'osam Sha'eitz. What's the halacha if you made a Kli Shoreis out of wood? Rebbe Poisel, Rabbi Yisib Yehuda Machshir. Now, what on earth has that got to do with our discussion? Says the Gemara. Maybe it has everything to do with our discussion. My love, v'hokom ifaki, wouldn't it be true to say that this is the machlokes? Man, the machshir, the opinion who says you're allowed to have a wooden kli, shore, sova, ikashir of a kli. Remember, there was definitely at least one musical instrument called the abuva, which was made out of wood. So if the ikashira is the kli, then that abuva would be classified as klisharis. Well, that false sets a precedent. That's why you can have all klisharis made out of wood. Uman the posel. The other opinion is that no, it's posel. So by ikashira bepeh. Therefore, whereas I cannot deny that there definitely was an abuva de Moshe, but there's nothing that could be derived from that. V'loy yalfinon me abuva de Moshe. You can't learn from the abuva de Moshe because that wasn't a kli shoreis. That was just there to enhance the singing. Says Rabbi Yosef, well, there you have it. I clearly see that there seems to be a discussion as to whether or not the ikashira is the kli or the ikashira is the peh. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, that's inconclusive. Loi. It might well be. It might well be that all opinions agree that the main shira is bekli. V'hocha, and over here, whether you can or can't have a klishoris from wood depends on something else. The donin efsher, mishii efsher komiflegi. Can you derive the possible from the impossible? Remember, a buva has to be made out of wood. Why does it have to be made out of wood? Because they once tried something else and it never worked. So the only way you can have a working musical instrument is out of wood. Ah, so there's impossible. So who says you can derive a precedent to all other kalim where other kalim it is possible? If you're talking about a spoon or a fork or a knife, that can be made out of metal. Or maybe not, that's not like this. Man, the machshir, the opinion who says it's kosher, says, I have no problem in learning the possible from the impossible. Sovar donin efsher, mishii efsher. Man, the postal sovir, the one who says that it is possible, holds, he holds, loy donin efsher, mishii efsher. Therefore, says the Gemara, you cannot prove that the machloikas really depends on whether the ikashir is the pair or the kli. It could be everybody holds the ikashir is the kli. What is the discussion? The discussion is whether you can learn anything from the abuva, or maybe the abuva is different because there's no alternative. The iboy is same. Alternatively, the kula alma, the ikashira bepeh. Maybe I'll tell you the exact opposite. Everybody holds the ikashira is bepeh. There is nothing to be learned from the abuva. Alternatively, ain't done in efsher mishii efsher. You cannot learn the possible from the impossible. So again, the abuva is no precedent, is no raya, is neither here nor there. So what is the discussion? If you remember, v'hocha b'meilav menoira. That's the question. All of a sudden, we're bringing the menoira into the picture. Why? How do we view the psukim of Menorah? Is it the klolei of prati or the ribuye or miuti? Komiflegi. That is machlekes. Rabbi Darish klolei of prati. He goes with klolei of prati. So how do you read the psukim now? And Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Darish ribuye or miuti. Rabbi Darish klolei of prati because it says v'asisa Menorahs. That's a klal. Then it says zahav tahor. That's a prat. Miksha teyase amanoira chozav a klal. So what's halach when you have a klal, uprat, uklal? So what now becomes the rule? What do you have to have? Ke'ein haprat. It doesn't have to be the prat. Right. It's similar to the prat. It says the Gemara klal uprat uklal I atodom elo ke'ein haprat. You can derive from there only that which is similar to the prat, i.e. ma prat mufurash shel mateches. Just like the prat is mufurash, it's got to be metal. I'm not going to limit it to say it's got to be specifically gold, because that would be the case if it would just say klal uprat. Once it says klal uprat uklal, then it doesn't have to be identical to the prat, it has to be similar to the prat. Afkol shel mateches. And therefore, wood would not do. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, no, Dorish Rubi Umiuti. Vasi Samanairas Riba. Zahav Tor Miet. Miksha Teos Samanaira is Chazar Veriba. Riba Umiyot Veriba is Riba Hakoil. What does Riba Hakoil mean?
Everything
is included. You've got to remind something, as we'll see in a second. In which case, my Rabbi, what are we going to marbe Rabbi Kalmeli, including wood? My miyet, miyet shol cheres. So remember, at the end of the day, in the final analysis, which would you say is more expansive? Ribui, miyut, ribui, or klal uprat uklal? Ribui. Because klal uprat uklal is quite limiting. It's got to be, if not identical, but at least similar to the prat. Whereas ribui miyut to ribui basically is marbe everything. You've got to demite something. Find some demite kli cheres. But after that, everything is included. So either way, back to our story. If you want to know whether you can or can't have a kli shoris made out of wood, it's nothing to do necessarily with whether ikashira is the kli or ikashira is the pair. Because it could be a totally different discussion, i.e. whether we're going with klal uprat or ribui umiyut, etc., etc. Omer apope kitanoi. So let's have another attempt now, which, if you remember, again, also proved inconclusive. Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for a source that there really is a machlekes whether ikashira is the kli or ikashira is the pe. Says the Gemara kitanoi. It says the Tanya or the Tanan avdei koyanim hoyu. Who were the musicians? The slaves of koyanim. Tivreb Meir. Rabbi Yosi Yoma mishpachas beis hapagorim or mishpachas beis tifrai or me'amum hoyu. What was unique about them? Shoyu masiim lekohuna. They could marry kohuna. Why? Because they were Yisraelim miyuchasim. That was the second opinion. Third opinion is Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas amano leviim hoyu. Three opinions: Avodim, Yisraelim, Levim. My love, Hakamifugi. Wouldn't you say that this is the discussion? Demand Omar Avodim Hoyu Kosova Ikashira Bape. And therefore, if the Ikashira is the pair, that's why I don't mind having Avodim playing the instruments. Why?
It doesn't matter.
Because not an Avodim. Umand Omar Levim Hoyu. He obviously holds. Kosova Ikashira Bakli. Oh, if it's Bakli, it's an Avoida. It's got to be performed only by those who are eligible for Avoida, i.e., Belavim. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't make sense. The Tispra, is that logical to you? If that was really the discussion, then who have you forgotten?
Yes.
The middle opinion, Rabbi Yosi. What does he hold? Where does he stand? Rabbi Yosi, my Kosova. What does he hold? Ikosova Ikashira Bapeh. Then afil avodim nami. Then avodim would also be enough. Ikasava ikashir bakli. Then levim in Yisraelim loy. So either way, we don't really understand what's going on. Ella the kula alma ikashir bepedaf. You cannot prove anything from that. And I'd rather tell you that ikashira is really bepet. So what was the machlokes then? Not whom you must have playing instruments, but rather who.
What you learn.
That's later. But at this stage, what is the machlokes at the end of the day? Not who's eligible, but rather who.
Did it.
Who did it? Who played? Masava, hachi have a meister, or masava, hachi have a meister. What was the story? They're not discussing a halachic principle, as in who is ineligible, rather who in fact played. 1 second. So then the obvious back follow up question is l'may nafka mina. What, you're just telling me something of historical interest? No. The nafka mina is l'malin miduchen liyuchsin. Could you then be ma'ale from the duchen, from this platform, and prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that what? That would be the discussion. If you hold the avodim, then obviously what can you prove from there? Nothing. Don't prove that they're miyuchas, don't give them ma'isa. Umadom Yisrael Havu, Kostava Malin Miduchen Liyochsin, Avaloyla Maisa. Umadom Alavim, Oyo Kostava Malin Miduchen, Bein Liyochsin, Bein La Maisa. So it's not merely of historical interest, it's of halachic significance. So either way, this is the end of Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Rabbi Yosef did not succeed, according to the Gemara, in really finding a source anywhere, for there is truly a discussion whether Ikashira is bepeh or bekli, albeit that Rabbi Yosef maintains that is machlokes over here between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef. If you're looking for a backup source, that we didn't find. Fine. Now we move on finally to the opposing opinion, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya ba'omar Omar. Remember we said so important. Sometimes you can learn a long Gemara and you lose the flow a bit. But if you have these little keys in your pocket, it makes it easier. If you know that when it says Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, that's not the same as Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, that helps you understand the whole sugya, unlocks the whole sugya for you. Why? Because that immediately tells you that he's arguing, so that puts the whole picture of the sugya in place. He's arguing with Rabbi Yosef, and he says, Machlaikas is not with regards to the korban. Machloikas is Bashir Shel She'eva. Terbiyesi Bayuda Sova Simchi Yeseira Nami Deicha Es HaShabbos. Albeit, it's not the Avodah is just the pouring of the water. This is just for Simcha, but nonetheless, it's still Deicha Shabbos. Remember, we saw in Rashi last time, how can it be Deicha Shabbos? How can you play music on Shabbos and do a malacha if it's not necessarily, the answer is not a malacha, it's only a Shavuos. So if it's only a Shavuos, Chazal waived this Shavuos for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's one opinion. The Rabbanon Savri, then no, Simcha Yisera, Eina Deich Es HaShabbos, that's the discussion. Aval B'Shir Shal Korben, Divrei HaKoel Avodohi, the Deich Es HaShabbos. So how many points of argument are there between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yirmiya? Two. Rabbi Yosef says that when it comes to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it's not Deich, according to everybody. Rabbi Yirmiya says, that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yosef says that when it comes to a korban, that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yirmiya says, no, everybody says it's Deich HaShabbos. Meitvei. Shir Shel She'eva, Deich Es HaShabbos, Dibur Rabbi Yosef Bayehuda, Lachomer Maf Yom Tveina Deich. Well, that's game, set, and match, isn't it? It says quite clearly in this braisa the words. So what are we talking about? She'eva, and it still says, as the machlekes, says the one, very, very sorry to tell you, to Yufta, to Rabbi Yosef, to Yufta. So Rabbi Yosef is completely disproven. Rabbi Yosef told us that when it comes to the She'eva, nobody in the world holds its Deicha Shabbos. We have a Mafurish braisa that says that is in fact the machlekes. Says the Gemara, it could be worse. Let's be medayik the following. Lema, maybe we can be medayik. Bashir shel she'eva hu de pligi, that's where there is a machlokes. Abu Bashir shel korban, divrei HaKoel, deich es HaShabbos. In which case, Rabbi Yosef is now disproved
twice.
Lema, tavat yuftad Rabbi Yosef, patarati. Says Rabbi Yosef, and at that point we can answer. Omnuch Rabbi Yosef, pligi b'shir shel she'eva v'hu adin l'karbon. Also, don't be medayek that karbon is no machlekas. There's machlekas there as well. So why do we only mention the she'eva? Because they wanted to tell you the staggering chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, da afilu de she'eva nami dochi. Even though what? Why is it such a big staggering chiddush? Because it's only simcha, and yet it's still doicha Shabbos. That's a phenomenal chiddush. Ivahok tani, but it does say zehu. Very important word. Zehu cholel shel beis hashoeva she'ena deicha lo yisa Shabbos lo yisa yom tov. What does zehu mean? Zehu de'ena deicha. Aval de korban, jolly well, is deicha. Now who's talking there? Mani. Can't be Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Inim Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Ha'omashir shel she'eva nami deicha. He says the she'eva is deicha. So who's talking?
Rabbanon.
El alav Rabbanon. And yet it says that only Zehu, Rabbanon say only She'eva is not Deicha. However, Karban is Deicha. If it really is, V'tiyukta, Rav Yosef, B'tarati. Rav Yosef is really disproven on both points. And in the final, Maskana, Halacha Lemaisa, 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 Lemaisa. What's Halacha is? The Shir Shel She'eva Deicha Shabbos? Shir Shel She'eva Deicha Shabbos? Machlokes. Is the Shir Shel Korban Deicha Shabbos?
Yes.
That's it. So when we learned in our Mishnah, HaCholil is only 5 and 6, it turns out, it's a Machlokes. Because there would be opinions that says the Cholil of the She'eva, Kun Shabbos Yisbir, is Deicha Shabbos. There'd be all 7. They did. So it's the Kalim that are performing the Shir. My time, demand on my ikashir bepeh. The ksiva yike echod lemachatz, it's shemol lemashoyerim lashmiya koel echod, and there it does not make any mention of the kelim. Ve'edach nami, say the b'edasi, o ksiva yeh mechizkiyo. How do you deal with the first pasuk where it mentions keli? Ochi koma heichal shir Hashem, really, bepeh. What does it mean on the day klei David, melech Yisrael? That was mainly levesumi koli. What is levesumi? Just to spice it up, just to enhance the kelim. The music, the singing. It does not mention kelim. This is what it means. And therefore, that really does mean the kli. And that really is the sugya. So it's not a complicated sugya when you put it all together, but there are various stages. Very, very important to do a chazara of a sugya like that.
First time you read it, it's like the most impossible sugya in the world.
Yeah, it is a little complicated.
It is
a complicated sugya, especially the klal of prat of klal and the ribba mir. There's a lot of points here, a lot of points. And not only is there a lot of points, it's the whole cup of it. Opinion is like a story within a story within a story. So my Rabbi Yosef with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef came along to Masbe about Kli Shirapes. Then we end up in Yabuva, and then we end up in Menorah, and the Klal of Prat HaKlal, and then the Levim, and the Avodim, and then we're a story within a story within a story. That's why Chazara is critical, not just it helps you remember it better. I just heard, just last week, Mamash last week or 2 weeks ago, I heard a phenomenal thing. That Rav Shlomo Zichrono Livracha once spoke to Rabbi Yashin Zichrono Livracha, and he spoke about the trend or phenomena of a lot of Bachrim not enjoying their learning enough. Maybe Avreichim as well. So Eliashiv said it's all about Chazara. It's all about Chazara. They do Chazara, they enjoy their learning more. So Rav Shlomo said, no, these Bachrim or Avreichim, they are doing Chazara. So Rabbi Yashin says, well, clearly they don't know how to do Chazara. What he really means is, Chazara doesn't just mean read the words again. It's learn every stage again. Relearn it. With the benefit of having done all the hard work already. So you're not groping in the dark. You're just putting the pieces together. very important. But then the sugya really does come to life. It's not an easy sugya. This is a bit of a tricky sugya. Okay, so make a start to the next Mishnah. A beautiful start. Mi shaloi ro'o simchas beis ha-sheheva loi ro'o simcha miyomo. Which is a quite phenomenal thing to say. If you never saw the simchas beis ha-sheheva, then you never saw simcha at all. If you did see the simchas beis ha-sheheva, then you did see Simcha Miyamov. Where? In Simcha Zeshiva. In other words, that was true Simcha. Ecstasy. How did it begin? B'moitzai Yom Tov Harishon. On Motzei Yom Tov. Remember, this is a follow-up from the previous Mishnah where it says it's not Decha Yom Tov. So for the first night of the Simcha Zeshiva will be when? Motzei Yom Tov. Right, second night. Motzei Yom Tov Harishon Shol Chag. Yoradu le'ezras noshim. They descended into the Ezras noshim. Now who's they? And what does it mean they descended? And where's the Ezras noshim? So let's have a look at Rashi. Yoradu le'ezras noshim koyanim ve'levim. So Rashi immediately fills us in. We're talking about the koyanim and the levim. Yoradu me'ezras Yisrael. There was an area designated the Beis Hamikdash for Yisrael, Shehi Govoya, which is higher up, Le'ezras Noshim, Shalamata Himeno, B'Shipua Haha, by the slope of the mountain. So this, as it was built on a hill, the Ezras Yisrael was higher up than the Ezras Noshim. They descended from the Ezras Yisrael downwards into the Ezras Noshim.
The Ezra's Noshim was inside or outside the
Binyan? It's all included in the general campus of the Beis HaMikdash.
Inside. It had a roof.
Why is it good the Gersh that says that he's rolling not well?
Which Gersh were in Rashi?
Hagavas Tzion.
Ah, I don't know. Okay. They went into the Ezra's Noshim. Umasaknin Shom Tikkun Godil. Now let's translate. And they were masakein a great takona. So we have one of our favorite Rashi's here. Rashi says Mefarash, meaning,
hold on,
it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean they made a big tikkun? As we know, this is the whole makor of the halachas of Mechitza. The whole takona, the whole notion of that takona in the shul, etc., is all learned from Mechitza. That's where they went into the Noshim to put up a machitza. But at the moment, as Rashi has instructed us, we'll keep it open because the Gemara will explain. Menorais shel zo'ov hayusham. There were candelabras of gold over there. The arba'o sfolim and four bowls shel zo'ov, equally of gold, b'roshehem at the top. V'arba'a sulamois l'kolecha ve'echos. In other words, we're talking about not a little menorah that you put on the table. To a menorah which was hugely high,
50
amas, and you needed to climb a ladder. Out of each menorah, there were four prongs in four directions with a bowl, and you needed a ladder just to reach it. V'arba'a sfolim shalzov, there were four bowls of svar of gold barashayim at the top. Says Rashi, barosh kol menorah u'menorah, every single menorah. That means there were a number of them. We don't know how many menorahs there are at the moment. The Ramesha just says menorahs. That means there were definitely more than one. Each one had four prongs, and there were these ladders. Va'arba'o sulamois lekolecha ve'echos, says the Mishnah. Va'arba'o yelodim, and four children mipirchei kohuna, from the young koyanim, ubiyodeihem kadim, and in their hands they had what's a kad, a jug or pitcher, shall mea ve'estrim lug. So it gives you some sort of idea what phenomenal shit we're talking about. 120 lug. Shehein matilin, which they used to pour in, lekol safal usafal. Into every bowl. So every bowl had 120 lug, which means each menorah had 480 lug.
I thought we learned that it was a total of 120 between the four, and each one had 30.
At the moment, well, it sounds like it's 120 to each one.
Okay. Phenomenal amount.
Right, that's the Shain and the Gemara. You're quite right.
Phenomenal.
The Gemara in Numbeis, Tomabeis, has a discussion about this. It's 120 altogether, 30 each, 120 each, and 480 each.
Even 30. Each load we figured out was, what, 600
mLs? So we'll see. It does say later on it was 30 each. Fine. Mibloei, what does mibloei mean? Actually, we missed out a Rashi. Yelodim, bachurim, ubiyedeihem, kadei shemen, the bowls of the pitchers of oil, v'oilim kolecha besulomoi, each one will go up the ladder. Says the Mishnah, mibloei michmasei kohanim. What does mibloei mean? The worn out. The worn out
pants.
Trousers, we call them.
Yeah, that's right.
Pants for the Americans. Michnasei Kohanim, what do the Canadians call it?
Pants.
Pants
are trousers.
What trousers? Does the word trousers exist in your country?
Sure.
What does it mean?
Pants.
Do you use it?
Yes. Not as frequently.
You wouldn't walk into a shop saying, can I buy a pair of trousers, please? You wouldn't walk into a shop at all. You'd walk into a store, no?
People would know what you're talking about.
And they would?
Okay.
Don't walk into England saying, can I have pants, please?
No, no. We made that mistake first time.
Fine. Mi bloi michnusei koyanim. The worn-out trousers or pants of the koyanim. Hamaynehen. Which, as Rashi is going to explain, is the belts. Mehen, it was from then. Hoyu mafkien. What does it mean, mafkien? They used to rip them up, tear them apart. Ubahen, hoyu madlikin. And it was with them. Those were the wicks. So we know what the oil was. That was the 30 or the 120 lug. What were the wicks? The wicks were ripped up, old, used trousers and belts of kohen. That's what it was. Says Rashi, Mibloye Michnase Kreani, Momamine, Noy Mafkin, Mi Michnase Big Day Hasrod. What's Big Day Hasrod? The Koinim clothes, right.
The
what? The Koinim's clothes, Big Day Hasrod. Shahoyu Michel Tzibu, they were essentially public property. Ume Avnatehem Hayashonim. It was both from the trousers and the belts, the old ones. Mafkiin, what does that mean, mafkiin? Koirin, they used to rip them up. La'asois, psilois. In order to make, what's a psila? A wick. Says the Mishnah on the bottom line, V'loy hoyo chotzer b'Yerushalayim. There was not a chotzer in Yerushalayim. She'ein o'me'iro, that was not lit up, me'oir beis ha'sheva, from the light of the beis ha'sheva. In other words, it was so bright. You can imagine, 120 lug, huge mesilos, it was a phenomenal wick, phenomenal light, it lit up all of Yerushalayim. You have no concept of what this means. Says Rashi, lefi sha'amanoira is gevoyin chamishin amos, as the Gemara is going to say. The menorah was a very tall, 50 amos. Vahar Habayis Gavoya, and Har Habayis itself was Gavoya. V'ha'oira, and therefore the light that was emitted from within, Zayrachas would shine, V'kol ha'ir. The coastal Mizrahi, the west eastern wall, Shulas Teif Ezras Noshim Hoyon Nomuch, that indeed was low. Because I'm going to say that Yomava Hamanoirois Oilin Lama'alo Heimeno, and the Menoirois emerged from it. So you can imagine we're talking about a very, very tall area, a high up area. The Menoirois were tall and it lit up every single chotzer in Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, Chasidim van Shemaisa, Hoyumaraktin Befneim. They used to dance, Ba'avukois Shel Oir, with torches of light, Shebiyedein in the hands, Ba'oimim, and they used to say Lefneim, Divrei Shirois Vesishbachis. Shirois Vesishbachis, says Rashi, Ba'avukois Shel Oir. Zerkin oisam klapei maila. They used to throw them upwards. Umakablim oisam, and then they used to catch them. In other words, juggling. The yesh shebekin lases came. And some are indeed experts in doing this. Ba'arba avukois, oibeshmoina. Some can juggle four or even eight. Bezoirek zu umakabel zu, bezoirek zu umakabel zu. Of course, that's the whole art of juggling. When you throw one, you catch another. But you can't hold six or eight or four in your hands at the same time. Divrei to shvachos, which shvachos? Who were they praising? What were they praising? What were they saying? Mefarash b'gemara. Says the Mishnah, v'alavim v'kinoiros. Ube Navolik, Ube Mitzaltayim, Ube Chatzoitzrois, Ube Klishir, Beloi Misfar. What does it mean, Beloi Misfar?
Couldn't
count them. An innumerable amount, which is a phenomenal thing to say. We can't even envisage such a thing. There was such a large orchestra, you couldn't actually count the number of the musicians. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, will learn the Gemara. Will keep on going. It's not easy. It's not difficult. Most of the Gemara now, really, almost the rest of the Masechta is pretty much agadeic in the main.